Not for very long here. Okay? Now, if you know anything about the books of the Bible, you know that in 1 Timothy, Paul gives Timothy the qualifications for a bishop to run a church. He gives them to him. Okay? Before he does that, let's look at some of the things. Now, you know, what was Timothy doing during all this time? Was he just running around the area, going to 7-Eleven for Paul and giving him a cup of coffee and, you know, piping his left? What was he doing? Look at Acts 19. We saw that already. We saw here in Acts 19, he was a minister to Paul. If you ever get in that thing, Brother Mike talked about what a minister actually is. I mean, that's no easy job, ministering to somebody. Yeah. You know, the hardest thing to do is to be a young preacher and minister to another preacher.
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
You know why? Well, you want to preach all the time.
Yeah.
Now, that he does things different than you're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, any of you guys feel comfort, you know that fire is burning me. Like Jeremiah said, I tried to be quiet, I couldn't do it. I thought we had to hook a little hook on Brother Mark's neck when he leaves things, man. That guy wasn't preach, man. He's not called to wave his arms and get you. He's called to preach. Now, he's doing this. He's got a talent for it. He's doing it. He's being faithful. Man, you got to watch him. He'll preach if you let him, man. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. But don't mistake that for being ready.
Amen.
That's the difference.
Amen.
Having zeal is good. That doesn't mean you're ready. I would really like to be a pilot. Delta hasn't called me yet. Okay? Acts 19, he ministers to Paul. Acts 20, he goes before. Now, he does this several times, and I don't know, Pastor, I thought, what did he do when he went over there? I mean, did he go and get reservations in the Holiday Inn or what? I mean, what did Timothy do? Paul sends him ahead a lot of times to get things ready. Maybe he said, look, honey, if I show up unannounced, you know, they're going to, you know, be all nervous and everything. What's he doing? Tell them I'm coming. Tell them to get right here. Take his letter to them and tell them, you know, get their act together. And then get... I know that's what he did to Corinthians. That carnal bunch of rascals. He always had to warn him, hey, I'm coming, man. You all got to get right. Yeah, he pulls up the bank on, you got to get this thing going. Start, you know, get a bank account open, make people think you've been tithing all this time, you know. He tells him, says, now, get that collection together, so when I come, y'all ain't going to be embarrassed. He tells him that, 1 Corinthians 15.
Yeah.
He says, get ready, because I'm coming. You better have some money, buddy. Then you can pause it and mess around. If it's right, he said, do it. If it's wrong, quit it. Like Dr. Jones says, if you can't quit, kick yourself. Don't get mad at me. That's the way it is. Okay? He goes before him. I don't know what he did, but he went before him. Now look at Romans 16:21. We'll find out a little bit more about him. I'm going to have to hurry. Romans 16:21. Just one little bit of thing. It says, Timotheus, my work fellow. He was a work fellow. You know what he's doing? He's not going to Bible school and filling his head full of facts. And he's working while he's learning. He's working while he's learning. That's a real danger. You have to watch out that you don't get in school and get in the institute and get so busy you don't do nothing for God. He's working. All right? 1 Corinthians 4, same thing. We see him running errands for Paul. 1 Corinthians 16:10 tells you he's working. Now look at 2 Corinthians 1:9. This will be a real comfort to young preachers.
Where is that?
2 Corinthians 1:9. You maybe got the wrong reference there. 1:19 it should be. Yeah. First Corinthians 1:19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus. Mm. He got to do a little preaching too while he was working. Mm. That's a blessing. So it's not just all labor. You get a little fun in there too.
Yeah.
All right? Philippians 1:1 tells you he's being a servant. Philippians 2:19 tells you he's running for Paul while Paul's in jail. And 1 Thessalonians 3:2 tells you he has been a laborer and a minister for God, for Paul.
You got a business again?
1 Corinthians 16:10. 2 Corinthians 1:19. Philippians 1:1. Philippians 2:19. 1 Thessalonians 3:2. Alright, now, Look back at 1 Timothy. We'll close it off. Now, we see, or you should see by now, that God's plan for preparing a man takes time. Yeah. It takes time. It's not a take off for 3 years and come back and you're ready to go. That's not the way it works. I mean, that's the way the Baptists do it, but that is not the way God does it. All right? It takes time. If it took Paul 10 years, I think it'd take me about 10 million years.
Yeah.
If it took Timothy, I mean, Timothy's faithful. He served God. It takes him 15 years to get a church. You know what people ask me all the time? And it ain't only natural, but, you know, maybe it's because I'm scared. I don't know. People say, yeah, when are you going to get your own church? I don't know. I don't really think about that. I'm content to be in a flunky, man. That's nice. I get to practice with his people. That's great, man. You know, I can see, oh, man, he's blue up there, but I said, I ain't going to do that. I'm just totally happy, you know. Okay? You know what it is? Hey, that's fine with me, buddy.
No, but
I know, but I'm saying, it's not a flunky, it's fine. I'm saying it's bad.
Right,
what I'm saying is, our idea is, hey, I spent 3 years under Dr. Rugman, where's my church? That's not God's idea.
Amen.
God's idea is 3 years? Don't make me laugh.
Dr. Rugman has made the statement many times that two men called to preach can't work together. That's not a scriptural.
No, that's unscriptural.
Yeah.
That's what you have to have. The Bible says ox and plow better together than pair.
Right.
And the ox is the type of preacher. Okay? Now, let's look at what Paul. If you look at the end of 2 Timothy, if you have a subscript in yours, it says, the second epistle in Timotheus ordained the first bishop of the church of the Ephesians was written from Rome as Paul was brought before Nero at the same time. So Timothy's got a church when Paul writes to him. Look at 1 Timothy 1:3. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. And he ends up being ordained the elder of that church while he's there, and he becomes the pastor. Alright? Now Paul writes him. 1 Timothy 3. Okay? 1 Timothy 3 gives you the qualifications of a bishop or a pastor. Okay? And you know, much is made over a husband of one wife. I mean, that's a big issue. You know?
Oh, he's been married more than once. Well, he's foolish enough to do that. That's his business. You know what I mean? One of them, I mean, Solomon, he made a big mess of it. He had 1,000. I mean, he really got in a jackpot. I mean, yeah, that's ideal, but there's several other things. I've never met anyone, never mind a bishop, that was blameless.
Come
on. No. Stranger never mentioned that.
Yeah.
There's another little thing here. It says, one that ruleth his well his own house.
Yeah.
I never heard anyone preach on that.
Yeah.
Strange thing.
And especially, let's look at verse 6. You can also turn over to Titus 1 on the other hand while you're getting it. 1 Timothy 3:6 says, and you never hear this, not a novice as being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Look at 1 Timothy 3:19 while you're there. I want to show you something. Excuse me, 3:15. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, look at verse 14. These things write unto thee, hoping to come shortly unto thee. Okay? This is the reason he writes. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Paul writes in his letter to know how to run his church. And he says, for a guy to be a pastor, he can't be. He's not supposed to be a novice. Mm-hmm. Titus 1, what's it say? It says, hath been taught. Look at 1 Timothy 3:2. It says, act to teach. Why? Why does it have to be taught? Look at 1 Timothy 5:22. lay hands suddenly on no man. Need to be partaking. That's not grabbing somebody and throwing them out the window. That's ordaining somebody. Mm-hmm. And so don't be ordaining nobody suddenly. Mm-hmm. Make that guy, 3.5 years they didn't trust Paul. After 3.5 years they didn't trust Paul. He'd been saved 3.5 years, been off and seen the Lord, and was preaching to Damascus, and they said, well, we're still not too sure about this guy. After 30, 40 days, we'd have been ready to make him head of the sword of the Lord.
He didn't trust John Mark after 8 years, and God let him write a book of the Bible.
Yeah, right. So, he must have been a Baptist. You know what? Paul says, this guy's got to be proved, man. He's got to be proved faithful. All right? Now, look at 1 Timothy 6:20. We're going to close this thing down. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings, opposite to science, false and so-called with some profession of error concerning the faith. What's he telling him to keep? That which is committed to his trust. What is that? It's his church. Look at 2 Timothy 1:14. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. He said, you keep your church and you watch over through the power of the Holy Ghost. You get down and you pray for that church and you keep that church. Now, 2 Timothy 1:14. Now here's what it all boils down to. 2 Timothy 2:2. Now, if someone had come to me 2 years ago with this, I'd have got hot. Yeah, believe it or not. Nah. Mild manners than I am.
I believe it.
As genteel as I am. You know why? Because there's some people that will teach something like this with impure motive. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let me read you the verse and I'll explain myself. 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Paul does not tell Timothy, send your young preacher boys to me and I'll teach him. He don't tell him that. What's he telling him?
Amen.
He says, you teach him. When they get out and they prove themselves, they'll start a church and they'll teach their converts. And they'll go out and they'll start a church and they'll teach their converts. And they'll go out and they'll start. Yeah. Paul, not one time does Paul ever tell anybody, send your people to me and I'll teach them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Paul said, the things thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. He learned a lot in 14 years. I was talking to a guy, as far as I'm concerned, Dr. Ruckman is the greatest Bible teacher alive today. But I believe Paul was better. Mm-hmm. I believe Paul knew the Bible better than anybody.
Yeah.
Alive.
Amen.
And he never told anybody to come to him.
Amen.
He said, buddy, I taught you for 14 years, and you go out and you teach somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biblical way to do it. Now, what if you're in a church, they don't believe the Bible? Why did you go to the Pentecostal Bible too?
Because the church house didn't believe the book.
And they couldn't teach you the book. So you had no choice. You believe the book?
Yeah.
You qualified to teach the book?
Amen.
Scripturally, if you're going to learn the Bible and you can be called to preach scripturally, you should be taught by your pastor and sent out to the local church. That's what the Bible says. And if you can find a verse in the Bible that goes contrary to that, I'll stand right here and I'll publicly say I was wrong. But you won't find it. The scriptural way is a pastor to teach his sheep. And those sheep go out and they reproduce and they teach other sheep how to be sheep. And they go out and they have sheep and they teach them how to be sheep. That's the Bible way of doing it. Now if you're in a Bible belief, or if you're in a church that don't teach the Bible, you got no choice. You got to go someplace and get it. All right. I guess that about wraps it up. Mm-hmm. There's some other things. We've run out of time, but
you better take, maybe take one more class next week and review this again.
Okay, we'll do that next week. I'll review it again. We'll go over it all. I'll tell you why I taught this tonight. Because God put on my heart, I want to do things right. I know, I know some people that would love to have a lesson like this because they're scared if they send their people off to Bible college somewhere, then their church won't grow. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about that. I mean, Pastor Gilbert's not worried about it. He sent five families out of here. You know, he ain't worried about it. Some people do it because they don't like doctrine, and I love it. I'll be Thanksgiving with it, eating Christmas dinner. I love it. I want to do what the Bible says.
Amen.
And it's my obligation as a pastor, as a shepherd over a flock, to tell you what the Bible says. You pray about it, you do what you think God will have you to do. But I'm telling you, God's way, God's plan for preparing a man, put your time in, your church, get taught by your pastor, and go out and do something. And work while you're getting taught.
Amen.
Don't be a sponge. If you are, we'll have to ring you a couple of times.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, God, I've done the best I could. Lord, you know I'm unable to teach, and Lord, I know I'm supposed to be after teaching. God, I just, if anything good came tonight, it's because of you, Father. I appreciate you giving me peace in my heart about this thing, and I was unsure for a while, Lord, but I believe you've shown me from the Scriptures the truth about it. God, now I pray that you work in however way you have this to be taken or received or used or whatever your purpose is for it, Father. Pray now, God, we have a good time of fellowship tonight. I pray, God, you watch over the church tonight. Give us a blessing. Speak to us in the coming hour and bless my own captives as they go off serving you, God. And in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.